The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ayin Vov. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Vov at Aleph asks, Hani Chamisha Inuyim Kineged Mi. The five Inuyim which are listed in our Mishnah, Achila, Shtia, which are counted as one, Rechitza, Sicha, Ilos of Sandal, and Tashma Shemitah, Kineged Mi. Where are they, Merumis in the Torah? It's a very interesting lashon, Kineged Mi. The Gemara doesn't say Minolon. The Gemara says Kineged Mi. Omer of Chista, Kineged Hei Inuyin Shebetera. That they correspond to the five times where the Torah says that one has to be Ma'ana themselves on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara then proceeds to bring the five psukim where the mitzvah of Inuyin Kippur is mentioned. There's a tremendous machlokes rishenim whether the Inuyim on Yom Kippur are Osir Midaraisa or Osir Midarabanan. We learned earlier that what's negaya to the Einish Karis. So the Einish Karis, that is only what's negaya to Achila and Shtia. The other four Inuyim do not have an Einish Karis. However, the Rishonim argue, are they Osir Midaraisa or are they not Osir Midaraisa? The G'dayli Rishonim, who hold that they are also Midaraisa, the Shartzian makes a list in Simin Tafresh Yud Aleph. He brings a Shultis, a Bahag, a Rambam, an Itter, Melozim Mimitz, and Sefer Yireim, could be the Ran. They all hold that they knew Yom Midaraisa. And the reason why they hold like that is because our Gemara, on Daf Ayin Vav Amin Aleph, learns out from Sukkim the Inuyim. It says the Inuyim are Kneged, me Kneged these five things, and the Gemara then proceeds to go ahead and to bring Sukkim. The other Raya, which would seem to indicate that the Inuyim are Midaraisa, is from the Lashon of the Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalar Vadalaf. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalar Vadalaf said, Aval Pisha Omru Osir Bekulan, even though Chazal say, the Mishnah says, that all of these Nuyim are Osir, Loi Omru Einish Karis, there's only an Einish Karis, El Al Ha'oichel, V'shoyseh V'oyseh Melocha. Even though everything is Osir, but what's the Ge'et to Karis, is only an Oichel Shoyseh and Oyseh Melocha. The Mashmois of the Braisa would be, that the only difference between the other Inuyim and Achila and Shtia is what's negaya to the Issacharis. However, besides the Issacharis, they're equally Chomer, they're equally also Midaraisa. Because if the other Inuyim are Midarabanan, so the Braisa should have said stronger, that only these are Daraisa. Versteitzach, only these have an Einish Karis. The others are Stama Darabanan. From the fact that the Braisa seems to indicate the only Chilik between the Inuy of Achil and Shtia, the other four is the Karis, that would be Mashma, that the other Inuyim are in fact Midaraisa. However, many other Rishayim argue, and they hold that the Inuyim are Midrabanan. And there are several rayas that they bring. One raya that they bring is from the Lashon of our Gemara. The Lashon of our Gemara, Kineged Mi, is not the typical Lashon of Minolan. Kineged Mi sounds more like an Asmachta. Why did Chazal pick to be Masmich these amount of Inuyim? What did they see that they should want to come up with five Inuyim? That's the Mashmois of Kineged Mi. Even more so, the Rishonim ask, that L'chayr we find significant exceptions to the Inuyim. The Gemara says, on Daf Ayin Zayin, Mish yesh lechatotin b'roishai, a person who has scabs, cracks in his head, soch kedarkoiv eine chayshish. He is allowed to rub in oil, he doesn't have to be chayshish. Mishi yodav miluch lochais betitu vitzaya, someone's hands are dirty, reichet kedarkai, ve'ena cheshish. Hamelech va'akala yirchatu es p'neim. A melech and a kala can wash their faces. L'chaira, if we hold that the inuyim are deraisa, so by deraisas there are no exceptions. Kolzman, we don't have an issue of pekuch nefesh. There should be no exceptions to the rules. If we hold this to Rabbanan, so then it's much easier to say, Heim Amru veHeim Amru, that in a case where it's Tainug, they assert. In a case where there is no Tainug, or it's not being done for Tainug, the Tainug is inadvertent, so then Chazal would allow it. That applies much more by an Issed Rabbanan. We also find the Machlokes in the Gemara, whether a woman who just had a baby is allowed to be Noel Sasandal, Liezer and the Rabbanan. The Rishonim say that obviously there's not a Shalab Kuch Nefesh, because if there was a Shalab Kuch Nefesh, so then there couldn't be a Machlokes. So the Achrayim want to bring Rayas, the Rishonim want to bring Rayas for these Gemaras that it's only a Rabbanan. Therefore, Liezer and the Rabbanan are going to argue whether it's fit for a Kala, for a Chaya, to wear shoes, how big of a tzayach it is, and what's negaya to the rechitza. They only asked rechitza when the ikar kavana was tainig, but where it was for the kala, for the melech, who are doing it for kavod, or for the titatzaya, heim omru veheim omru. The Ran wants to propose that really the inuyim are midaraisa. We have all these kashas. How come we find that certain cases, the inuyim are mutter? So the Ran introduces a fascinating concept, which is that there are things which are asur min ha-tayra, the ha-tayra masur b'chachom. The Ran says that since they're not written clearly in the Tayra, Elami ribuya de shabbosain asu, they'll learn from the ribuy of shabbosain, kedeisa bigamara, kili tvei, they're more liked, umostron hakosa lachacham, that the Torah gave over to the chachme hador to paskin when and where these news should be usher, and when and where these news should be mutter, vehe mekilu behem kefima shero, they were makel with them according to what they saw, v'etiru kol she'enoi nasa l'tainik, and they will matter anything which is not done for tainik. So again, we have some Rishonim who hold that the inuyim are midaraisa. You're going to ask me, so how come there are exceptions? The Ran says the exceptions are because hakosav mosrom l'chachamim. Mitzshem, in another share, we'll see another teretz of this kasha. And many Rishonim hold that the inuyim are midarabanan. The list which the Shartzian quotes in Tofrei Shudalf is Rabbeinu Tam, Ri, Riva, Rosh, Viritva, Umi'iri. Then he brings a Rashi on Daf Ayin Dalid. He brings Rashi's Ramash and Fakert. But he brings a nice list of Rishonim who hold the Inuyim are only Aser Midrabanan. So L'chayr, you're going to say, what's Nafka Mina? Whether Inuyim are Aser Midraisa Midrabanan. L'chayr, the halachos are the same. Everyone agrees that the melech v'kala rechetzes p'neim, everybody agrees that if one comes out of the bathroom, one is allowed to wash their hands in certain oifanim under certain circumstances. So what's the nafgamina, whether it is a deraisa derabanan? So the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Reishit Aleph, Sivkotin Aleph, he addresses this question. And he says, the nafgamina le'inyin eze sofik. That'll be a nafgamina in a sofik. We're familiar with the rule, sofik deraisa l'chumra, sofik derabanan l'kula. Therefore, in a sofik, we have to know if it's a deraisa or derabanan. And the Mishnah Brura says, ula maisa roi lahachmir, la maisa one should be machmir, and be machmir in the cases of sfeikus. Reb Zilberstein, in his Sefer Shabbos Shabbosin, which is about the Inuyim of Yom Kippur. So he questions, does the Mishnah Brura mean when the Mishnah Brura says, kavanosei le'inyin eze sofik? And he discusses several possible sfeikus which the Mishnah Brura theoretically could be talking about. The first thing he wants to stress is what happens during this Zman Bein HaShmoshes. The Zman Bein HaShmoshes is sofik yoyim sofik laila. So it's ki'ilu yen kippa mi sofik. So his first suggestion is that there's one have to be machmer and the other inuyin during Ben Ashmoshes, that could be, is the sofik the Mishnah Brura is talking about.
that if you're holding the deraisa, one has to be machmir, suffering the deraisa l'chumra, and if one holds that their derabbanon, one can be makel in suffering derabbanon l'kula. Without going into the discussion of whether it's a suffering of chasar and yedia, but that's his first suggestion. However, Zilberstein is unhappy with the suggestion, because he brings down a yesod from the Tshuvas Yeshuas Yaakov, that b'shem the Radvaz, that if you have a suffix, which this suffix is negaya both to a deraisa and to a drabanon, and either what's negaya to both we have to be machmer, or negaya to both we have to be makel, so then we can't say, well, what's negaya to the deraisa with machmer and negaya to the drabanon with makel, but it's an all or nothing deal, and we have to be makel even by the drabanon. The shaila is, which the Yeshua's Yaakov and the Ravaz are talking about, is a person mesufik if he lay in Kriya Shema Anat. Now, many Rishonim hold that only the first pasuk or the first parasha is midaraisa. The rest of Kriya Shema is midarabanan. The halacha is, if somebody is mesufik when he lays Kriya Shema, he lays over the entire Kriya Shema. The question is why? Let him just read over the deraisa parts and leave out the derabanan parts. So the various truths were said to this kasha. The Yeshua's Yaakov says, "B'shem the Radvaz," that the reason is because Mimarashach. Did he read or didn't he read? Did he say Kriya Shema? Didn't say Kriya Shema. If he said, then he doesn't have to say anything over again. If he didn't say, then he has to say everything over again. To go ahead and paskin, klapi the oraisa that he did not say Kriya Shema, and klapi the derabbanan that he did say Kriya Shema, that's an impossibility, because either he did or he didn't. So, therefore, we do not say suffix derabbanan l'kula in a case where the same exact suffix is negated to the oraisa. So, therefore, Zilberstein says that the same would apply to a suffix in Ben Ashmoshes, since what's negated to Achila, Shtiyah, Melocha, which are the oraisa, one has to be Machmir. We can't split it and say what's the gate to the rice is an Izyan Kippur. What's the gate to the bottom is not Yom Kippur. It is an all or nothing deal. The second suggestion, which Zilberstein brings, is what happens to a Sfeika Dedina? What happens if something is a Machlokes HaPeskim? It's a Sfeika Dedina. It's a case of a Bodli Ishta in the Gemara. And that case, L'chaira, if it's the Raisa, we should be Machmir. If it's the Rabbanon, then we should be Mekel. However, Rav Zilberstein points out that this truth, this also is a Machloikis HaPaiskim. If one looks in Siman Tov Reish Yud Gimel, Siv Zayin, so the Mechaber over there paskins, Harav osur laver b'mayim k'dei leilch etzel tamidai. A Rebbe is not allowed to go through water in order to go to his Talmud, to visit his Talmud, to talk to his Talmud and learning. Now, the emphasis is that this is a boid le'ifshad in the Gemara. It's a suffix in the Gemara. If the inuyim of Yom Kippur are midaraisa, the shari inuyim, the iser rechitza, so it's very geshmak why the mechaber was machmer over here. He was machmir because of the Raisa L'chumra. But if the Inuyim HaDerabanan, why was he machmir L'chayra, he should have been Mekel. So Rabbi Kiva Ege Taka asked the Kasha, and he names on that L'chayra, according to the Paiskim, we hold that's the Rabbanan, we could be Mekel, and according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, this Sfeika Dedina or other Sfeika Dedinas could be what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to when he says that by a suffix there'll be an afkamina where it's the Rais the Rabbanan. However, Rav Zilberstein brings that the Prichadosh and the Primigadon both explain the Mechaber, that even if you hold that the Inuyim Kippur are midrabanan, but we only say Safek derabanan lekula by a boyd leifshta in the Gemara Sfeika Dedina when there is no asmachta, but when there is an asmachta, we say Safek lechumra anyway. So memela, since we say Safek lechumra anyway, so lechayra Sfeika Dedina cannot be the nafkamina between whether Inuyim are the Raisa and midrabanan, because according to the Primigadim and the Prichadosh, then even on the tzad that it's midrabanan, we would have to be machmir, and therefore a steak of the dina would not be an appropriate suffix that we could say on this suffix that this is a suffix which is a nafkamina, whether it's the rice derabanan, because according to Primi Gadol Pri Chadash, we're machmer by a suffix derabanan and a smachta, or according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, so then this Mishnah Brura could be referring to a case of a sveika dedina. The third suffix, which Rav Zilberstein suggests, is what happens if we have a child, we're mesupik if he's by mitzvah or not, or we're mesupik which day is Yom Kippur, or we're misubing on a specific person, whether he's a Yid or a Goy. So that also, l'chaira, is a suffix. And again, one should, l'chaira, be machmir the deraisas and be makel by their abundance. The problem is, again, according to Yeshua's Yaakov, which holds that when the suffix is negea equally to a deraisa der abonim, we go l'chumra even for the Durabanans. So once again, this Safik by Mitzvah Bacher, not knowing which day is in Kippur, and Safik Yid, Safik Guy, they would all be usher even in the Shari Nuyim, even for the Durabanans, because it's the same Safik for a Duraisa or a Durabanan. So again, one has to know exactly what Safik the Mishnah Berurah is referring to when the Mishnah Berurah says a nafgamina is le'inyan Safik. The Mishnah Berurah himself, in Siman Tov Reish Yudalad, he does bring, at the very end of the Siman, he does bring a nafgamina lahalacha was the Raisa der Abonim. Mishnah Berurah says, Kosvo Achreinim, Dim Sarach Leilich Bein Hanachrim, if somebody has to go amongst Goyim, Afal Pikein, also Linol Sandal, Af Ikal Mecha Sheel Igolov, even though he has to be scared they're going to laugh at him, Kivan de Yesh Oimrim Shehuda Araisa. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that if Nil Sandal be the Rabbanon, then in the Mokum Kovet Abrius, one would be able to be Mekel, and one would be able to be Noel Asandal, that the Goyim should not make fun of him. Because in a mock and covet abrius, Gemara and Brachas, we're doichi yisurei derabbanan. However, since the tzadus of the raisa, in order to be doicha a de araisa, so that needs, again, pekuach nefesh, so that would be a nafkamina, whether the inuyim are the raisa, derabbanan, whether one can be mekel on the inuyim bimokaim covet habrius. There's also a machlekes apayiskim, how much money one has to spend not to be mevatel a not to be over on an Isser Midrabanan. Not to be about the Mitzvah Midrabanan. Whether it's the same amount as a Deraisa. So maybe that would be a case that if a person's in the army, he has to bribe the officials how much money he has to give in order to be able to not be over on the Shari Nuyim. That also could be a Nafgamina, whether it is Midrabanan or it is Midrabanan.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.